Nick Kingman and his orchestra on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with Something Better to Do. I have nothing better to do. That's why I'm here. we started this hour off with Ron Goodwin and his orchestra with the Skiffling Strings, otherwise known as Swinging Sweethearts. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. I'm Eric O'Brien. Glad to be here with you for another week, even though I'm having trouble today, but that's to be expected sometimes. However, it is also time for going on a road trip. Let's go to Rhode Island this week. Starting out, by car, I guess, because that's the easiest way to get around the smallest state in the U.S., because things do really come in small packages. So let's explore some of these unforgettable roadside attractions in Rhode Island, such as the Big Blue Bug. I almost called it the Big Blue Frog, because that's a song. But the Big Blue Bug in Providence is named Nibbles Woodaway, the world's largest artificial bug. He's 58 feet long, bright blue, guarding I-95 like a roadside superhero. He's been dressed for holidays, he's been on TV, and yes, he even starred in the movie Dumb and Dumber. How about that? If you're going to Exeter, Rhode Island, the grave of Mercy Brown is there. Vampire panic in New England, you better believe it. In 1892, townsfolk exhumed Mercy Brown and blamed her for a family illness. Her grave still draws visitors and maybe a shadow or two. Just a word of warning there, so be careful when you go. Portsmouth, Rhode Island. I thought that was in New Hampshire, but anyhow, it's a small state. The Green Animals Topiary Garden, or Topiary, depending on how educated you might be. Shrubs shaped like animals? Absolutely. Lions, elephants, unicorns, all carved into the living greenery. It's the oldest topiary garden in the U.S., and one magical stroll to see all these animals shaped into greenery. In Newport, Rhode Island, there's the Newport Tower. That's a good place for it because it's in Newport, and it's called, a windmill, a Viking ruin, an ancient mystery. The Newport Tower has sparked debate for centuries. Nobody knows who built it, but it's a great excuse for a picnic and a photo. So there you go. If you have packed a lunch for your tour of Rhode Island, which you can do in about 40 minutes, there you go. You have a place to stop for lunch. And then the fantastic Umbrella Factory in Charlestown. No umbrellas, just emus, bamboo, and handmade shops. Okay, I don't think that's what I was meant to read. Founded in 1968, it has a groovy, artsy soul, a few peacocks as well. And if you're into weird and peaceful, this is your vibe. I think there are handmade products in the shops. Let's just go with that. And finally, coffee, milk. Yes, it's the official state drink of Rhode Island, coffee milk. Think chocolate milk, but caffeinated. And if you're someone who, and if somebody offers you a cabinet, that's a milkshake, and you're in. So make sure you get a cup of coffee milk with a cabinet or something like that. That's Rhode Island, small state, big personality. And now it's time for big music to come back here. Here's Paul Marriott. Have you never been mellow? It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. And mellow.
smooth, relaxing, and easy, has a website where you can make requests or inquiries about the music we play. Set your browser to pbrtv.com/SRE and interact with us. The day the river freezes is the day it won't seem fair, 'cause they'll come to get the river lady, and I don't think they'll care. I know they'll scrape her paint off in their same old foolish ways. Now the people see the river, but the old ship's gone away. Water turns cold and gets to freezing. Before you even know it, the old girl's easing away from her berth, round by the point and out of our view. Off in the mist, her engine's pounding. Back on the banks, that old horn sounding. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. When I cannot hear that horn that would roll up by the mountains as she took us through the storm. I know they've got to take her, but I can't say I approve, 'cause she's won so many battles that I hate to see her lose. Water turns cold and gets to freezing. Before you even know it, the old girl's easing away from her berth, round by the point and out of our view. Off in the mist, her engine's pounding. Back on the banks, that old horn sounding. A little goodbye, little I'll do what I must do. A little goodbye, little I'll do what I must do. Water turns cold and gets to freezing. Before you even know it, the old girl's easing away from her berth, round by the point and out of our view. Off in
the Mr. Engine's pounding, back on the banks, that old horn sounding. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. Water turns cold and gets to freezing. Before you even know it, the old girl's easing away from her berth, round by the point and out of our view. Off in the mist, her engine's pounding, back on the banks, that old horn sounding. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. Water turns cold and gets to freezing. Before you even know it, the old girl's easing away from her.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
With Jumpin' Blue, that's a groovy little tune there. Roger Whittaker in there with River Lady. Alan Tew, Looks Like We Made It. Lex de Azevedo with My Guy. And Paul Marriott started that set with Have You Never Been Mellow. I'm Eric O'Brien. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for another week. Here is Botticelli. And a song called Never, Never, Never. Never, 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 never. Never say never. And coming up next, we have Caravelli with Wigwam to take you to the bottom of the hour.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Dick Baker and his orchestra sometimes goes under the pseudonym of Botticelli, and We're All Alone. Before that, Frank Jacksfield with Paper Mache and Caravelli did Wigwam, originally by Bob Dylan. And now it is time for... Time for oddities, believe it or not. Five truly bizarre stories you wouldn't expect, but everyone is real. So let's dive in. Starting with the bee tornado in New York, late last month of May, actually, Midtown Manhattan residents were startled when a swirling tornado of bees formed near Fifth Avenue. The unusual vortex of insects, essentially a living cyclone, prompted city officials to urge caution. Experts point out that it is a growing phenomenon of insect swarms this summer, with mayflies and sand fleas also making appearances across the country. And from buzzing bees to swirling dust in North Platte, Nebraska, over southwest Nebraska, storm chasers captured a rare ghost nado. Yes, a ghostly translucent tornado bathed in faint rainbow hues. The striking effect came from sunlit dust and water vapor swirling together, but fortunately it caused almost no damage. Then something streaking across the sky in McDonough, Georgia. Locals were amazed by a brilliant fireball streaking through the evening sky. Captured on video, the glowing object sparked debate. Was it a meteor, some space debris, or something even more mysterious? Oh, who knows? Now on to a zoo resident with a shiny new smile at Duluth's Lake Superior Zoo in Minnesota. Tundra, the 6-year-old Alaskan brown bear, received a gleaming metal crown for a damaged canine tooth. Who knew you could do that, right? The procedure was done under anesthesia, and the result is a bear with a sparkling grin that delights visitors. Oh boy, a bear with a gold tooth. How about that, huh? Yeah, and finally, a freeway spectacle that you need to hear about. Yes, this is in Atlanta, back on June 17th. Highway drivers got an unusual surprise as several giant inflatable water slides whipped off a nearby carnival and landed on an exit ramp from the downtown connector. High winds sent those colorful structures airborne, proof that summer storms can create outright surreal traffic hazards. That's crazy. That's crazy talk, but it's true. Believe it or not, these are showing that reality can be stranger than fiction. Yeah, well, stay curious at least, but be careful out there and watch those bounce houses, really. Here's the Fantastic Strings and Love to Me Tonight. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Summer's here, and the time is right for smooth, relaxing, and easy. relaxing, and easy.
There and Say It Isn't So. That was a Hall & Oates tune, I believe. Perry LaMarca before that, Never My Love, but the association with their original rendition of Never My Love. And Ferrante and Teicher with The Greatest Love of All and The Fantastic Strings and Love Me Tonight. I'm Eric O'Brien. Let me try that again. I'm Eric O'Brien, and I really appreciate when you stick with me when my Parkinson's issues show up. And it's very hard to do radio that way, but I press ahead and do it anyway. And I hope you don't mind listening to that every now and again. Here we have time for one more song here. Here is John Fox in the orchestra. 99 Miles from L.A., originally done by Art Garfunkel. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. We'll be right back. Well, we've reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Of course, I'm clearing up as the show ends. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT Pittsburgh, and Fulton Sound Radio. And is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y10-07. Don't ask me why I say dash. That just sounds silly. Of course, this show can be silly sometimes, too.
Listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, WRCT.org, and you're listening to In Black America and Ebony Spectrum.
From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio. This is In Black America.
Battle for the Black Mind is a book on the history of Black education from emancipation up until Brown versus Board of Education. So we're talking about during the Jim Crow era. My mother and father grew up in the Jim Crow South. They attended what was called a colored school, the Lynch Colored Public School, and that was under a system that was separate and unequal. Intentionally meant to be inferior, but that's not what my parents' experience was per se in their school. They had wonderful, dedicated Black teachers who prepared them to compete in an integrated society.
Dr. Karita L. Brown, professor of sociology at Emory University, oral historian, and author of The Battle for the Black Mind, published by Nicosia Lit Books. Drawing on over a decade of archival research, personal reflection, and keen sociological insight, Brown traces the century of segregated schooling, examining how early efforts to control African-American minds through the education system have led to the foundation of the systematic inequality we still live with today. Also, she uncovered how schools and formal education have been both a tool for liberation as well as a method of control. From the founding of early HBCUs like Hampton, Atlanta, and Tuskegee Universities, to the rise of the Black freedom struggle, the Power for the Black Mind brings the stories of pioneering African-American leaders to life and explores the institutions they built to educate future generations. I'm John L. Hanson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, The Battle for the Black Mind with Dr. Karita L. Brown in Black America.
You know, those two were two of the oldest HBCUs in the South. They were founded within a year of one another by the same organization, the American Missionary Association. But they took two different paths in how their idea of what would be the appropriate education for African Americans. Hampton, in the beginning, took the path what was called the industrial model of education. And that really focused on training Black folks to do not think, training Black folks to be prepared for jobs in agriculture and domestic service, and to teach teachers that would teach those things to Black folks. Now, I don't know about you, John, but after 250 years of working for free, okay, I don't think that we needed more training in agriculture and domestic labor.
The battle for the black mind has been an ongoing war of ideas, a war over who, what, and what African Americans could be, a disagreement about their